Time now for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Tennessee continuing its prep for LSU coming up on Saturday, noon Eastern kick. It'll be number 8 versus number 25. And a couple of assistant coaches took to the podium earlier today. Quarterbacks coach Joey Halsey, a big-time fan of the way that Hendon Hooker is playing right now.
Yeah, we've always discussed being intelligent situationally as far as taking care of yourself. Talked to it a bunch about him. We talked to it in pregame, talked to it leading up to it, talked to him on the sidelines. But at the end of the day, one of the best things about Hendon is he's the fiercest competitor I've ever been around. And you can't take that away from a guy either. So he is intelligent about the way he carries himself. You know, maybe there's some times where he could have, protected himself. But there's also plays that he makes where if he's trying to just worry about protecting himself, he doesn't make those plays. So you can never take that away from a guy either, who they are as a person. And he'll keep growing on the other end of it.
Again, that was Joey Halsey discussing Hendon Hooker's ability to protect himself and running the football, but obviously not wanting to take away that warrior edge that gives him the ability to break the game wide open. But also he goes on saying that, hey, Hendon Hooker's playing at an elite level right now. He's one of the tops in the SEC in terms of completion percentage and quarterback rating along with yards per completion. So Hendon Hooker is playing really, really well right now, and obviously that makes a quarterback's coach very, very happy. But plenty of audio and video. Joey Halsey, Brian John Marie, and more players up on the website at 991thesportsanimal.com.
You mentioned Brian John Marie, and he was asked to talk a little bit about you defended Anthony Richardson, a mobile quarterback at Florida, a couple weeks ago. Now you go against another mobile quarterback in Jaden Daniels of LSU. What did he say about those two?
Yeah, it's actually kind of for three games in a row. I know that there was a bye week mix in there, but you had the quarterback from Akron who was very much a dual threat quarterback. He didn't run against Tennessee, but he did the week before when he got hurt. You go into Florida with Anthony Richardson, and now you've got Jaden Daniels. So they have been practicing. They have been repping against mobile quarterbacks for the last 3 weeks or so. Some similarities, but also some differences in Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson, mostly just the size of the player. Here's Brian John Marie on that breakdown.
They're very similar, different body types. Obviously Anthony, a little heavier. He's in the 230 plus range. Jaden is probably a little slighter, but still runs as hard and is as elusive. We obviously didn't do as great of a job as we wanted to versus Anthony. So that's been a big point of emphasis for us, is trying to keep the quarterback contained. But he's a super talented kid. Probably had a couple more design runs the last game. Trying to take advantage of his elusiveness. But we have to do a great job. I think they're comparable as athletes and as runners. But obviously, Anthony, being a little bigger, it might be a little bit more of a between the tackles guy, where Jaden's probably a little bit more off tackle.
That was Tennessee linebackers coach Brian John Marie on the similarities and differences of Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson and the quarterback Tennessee's about to go up against, LSU's Jaden Daniels.
And, Eric, one of the things about college football nowadays, you see an up-tempo, you see a spread, you see an option, you see so many different things. Brian John Marie was asked about how difficult it is to play linebacker when colleges show so much versatility on offense.
Yeah, it's difficult to say the least, because again, as you pointed out, you got to go against the spread, you got to stop the run, you're responsible for the pass that spread you out, you got to come in the next week and go against maybe 22 personnel or something like that. You've got to be an athlete to play linebacker. And I think when I cut this audio clip up that we're about to play, I think I left the question in there because Ryan John Marie kind of plays off that, but here is his words on the difficulty of playing linebacker and how he might not be able to do it if he was playing today.
Coach, with the fact that the RPO stuff, mobile quarterbacks, balls in a flat to receivers, a downhill run game, how hard in college football right now is playing the linebacker position with the way the game's played?
It's a challenge. You're going to be in some kind of conflict almost every play because of, like you said, you named them all. You're going to have to play sideline to sideline, with the spread offenses. You're going to get conflict with the RPO as far as, running pass. And then, you have to be able to defend some pretty good athletes in space. Most people are going to try to find a mismatch. So a lot of times you'll see, some of their high-end receivers of the teams that you play, they line them up as a slot receiver, or they put them in as a boundary too, so they can match him up against linebackers. So it's a challenge. I think it's difficult. I joke with them all the time. I said, man, I'm glad I played linebacker in the years I did, because I don't know if I'd be playing linebacker right now. But, you know, it's part of the job description. And I think we got some high-end guys that are athletic enough and, you know, play the game the right way, that, you know, they put themselves in position to make plays and give us an opportunity to play good defense.
Again, that was Brian Jean-Marie on playing linebacker and the difficulties in the middle layer of the defense here in college football 2022.
Eric, the game is a sellout. Tennessee fans bought 5,000, which was their allotment, to go to Baton Rouge and watch the game. But it is a morning kickoff, and we just had a guest on that indicated he thinks it might not be but about 80,000 there at the start of the game. How much do you think that will impact LSU and the home crowd?
Yeah, we'll see. Of course, it might be a late-arriving crowd and all that, but again, at the end of the day, this is going to be a top 25 showdown. So, I mean, that capacity, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is a little over 102,000. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll see if it gets, you know, anywhere close to that, as you mentioned. But I would expect, I mean, just personally me, I would expect there to be more than 80,000 in there, you know, before it's all said and done, because again, this is a big time football game. But you've had some players, you had some coaches, and Joey Halsey spoke on it a little bit today, and Jerome Carvin, Jabari Small spoke on it yesterday, just kind of saying, hey, at the end of the day, you got to, your home or away, you got to block out the noise. You got to be able to communicate with those around you, both offensively and defensively. And I think it was, I think earlier today it was a defender, I can't remember who it was, but said they actually, it was Byron Young, saying that they actually prefers playing on the road a lot of the times, because when the offense is out there, it's quieter, so you can communicate a lot more. But of course, when you're at home, you want it to be loud when you're on defense. So I think it's just more or less, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's, focusing on yourself and kind of blocking all that outside noise, and just knowing you have a chip on your shoulder. I think that's kind of the memo that the players at least have been giving off as the week's gone on about this game, which, again, should be a pretty ruckus crowd. But it is not a night game. It is not an afternoon game. It is an 11 a.m. local time game. So intrigued to see what the atmosphere looks like there. But that'll do it for today's edition of this UT Football Practice Report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee Football Practice Report.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.